fe epsha shi niv mai mechot. O boris of yud mamaris. El lema veloma bro besa mamaris. Oh, sorry, mamaris. He says the question should be focused on why waste the 10 mamaris. It should be mat hamad loima. That he should have asked it on the sermon mamaris. So basically, you're jacking up the price deliberately for the person. They have to pay for it. So basically he asks, it doesn't really answer why I need oilam, you know, why Kashmir, what are Kashmir gains by creating with Asar Mamaris? Because the MS, you can't say that in itself is goyrim, that a person should become chayv more and less and so on. That's the question that he asks. He brings it from the Rambam. I want to sort of skip a little bit in that sense and talk a little bit about it in context of Yontif and so on. The mice, you find three things really that have that type of mahalach. You have the Asar Mamaris, Shivayilam, over here. You have the same kasha really is in the Esamakis, because at the end of the day, it is Mak Achas I have. Max Bechiris was the one that forced Paro out. So why didn't he go straight to Max Bechiris? You can't even say halfway through Makis that he wanted to give Paro a chance to tshuva, because at some point he was the Machbid Leif Paro, so there wasn't any place for him to tshuva. And if the most effective one is the last one, then why did it go straight to that? If the point was to get Karsel out of there, so stop the Max Bechiris, if that does it. So you have the same by the Makis. The truth is, you have the same issue with Aseres HaDibris, because in Aseres HaDibris, it says all mitzvahs essays are merumis in Anoichi, and all mitzvahs lois asin lo yilacha. And you have a special status of Anoichi lo yilacha, klapi di Klap the all the other ones and everything better than the room is there. So manifshach. If in a neuchel yilach we have all the essays and los essays, then why have? Then what's the point of aseres hadivris? Mainly all the mitzvahs we have to know the halachas to keep. So we have an itemized Torah that has 630 mitzvahs. That I understand. But if I have 613 as the given. As the full detail, and have a neuchel liyeh as being the sheirish, or better said, a neuchel is the sheirish, because in a neuchel he say lo yilach has be etzim rubes a neuchel also. So why? So what does that seris do? What does that seris give us? You also have in each one of these, you have one nekuda that's koil all of them. You have the first mimer, like Mal says before, that the mimer of Bracious, he explains that the reason why it doesn't say Bayomer is because it's koil everything. It's koil Shemayim Varetz everything, it's so sweeping. Masha Ein Kain, he says, Shekain Losh Namir B'chol Mokum Bolin Prati. That's what the Mal says in the mimer of Bracious, which is also a mimer, you have everything. And out of Esri can't say in Makas Bechiris, you say, Maka Achas, and so by this, this is the Achas, this is the Maka Bechiris. It Pashas is Merume, can I get Bracious? Onochi is the Bracious of that. So in all three sets of tens, you that the you could stretch and say the primary shoyim shemav soshi basar mamoris is going on max bechayris litzis sakotel tzadikin shkayim oil shem basar mamoris is going on matan Torah. One could stretch that to mean that also, but actually the etzim fact itself of the parallels and the fact that they're all the same mahalach, where you have something spelled out in 10, where you don't need to, and in the 10 you also have one that's a sheirish. So let's try and understand a little bit in the understanding of what the shaila was from 1 to 10. The transition of 1 to 10 to everything and so on. So he says like this. The Maral himself later speaks about the fact that the world was given a 10 as a mila. In other words, the mohus of 10 is a tesefes mila to the world. That's basically what he says. That's his first mahalach over here. Let's try to explain it a little bit in understanding the differences. The Bria itself is pieces. It's at least, it's more than one. In other words, the Bria itself is something which has by its very nature, that it's broken away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu means it's not one. One is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if Achdus HaYisparach is defined as HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its core as being distinct from the Bria, then the Bria must be more than one. So that means that the Bria be'etzem can't shteltzu to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu could possibly a person could be punished. Let's give an example. If I have a child who is who damages something important, I could punish the child despite the fact that I don't, in spite of the fact that he doesn't know what he did wrong. So the kid took a pen and patched it over some very important safe I have, or some very important, I'm writing something and now I have to redo it. Kid patched it. I can give him a patch. The kid has no shayches be'etzem to the thing that he did. It just did wrong, and that's it. It's a very generic wrong. He did wrong because it doesn't belong to you, and Tati's upset, and that's that. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created a world that reflects only him. In other words, a world that is the same echad that he is. And if we harm it, we could be punished for it. But that punishment would mean, in a sense, not because we did something wrong, but we wronged. If the kid Patchk is on something of mine that's valuable. So, yes, I'm upset, and of course a kid should know he should not supposed to patchka, but it's really me being misnakim from, it's not that the kid did an avla, it's the pshat that the kid interfered in my world, and I hit back, or I don't want him to do it again, or whatever. The only way in which it's shayach to have a world that has in itself the bits and pieces that are the Bria, and yet has the dimension of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in it, is through the number 10. In other words, when I have 10 people, I have a metzias that's beyond what is in this world. And I have an interesting cross between, on the one hand, each and every one of these 10 yechidim is a physical person. He's not Shechina. But when I have 10 people together, I have the echitimtza of a new dimension of Ashras HaShechina. That's how 1 and 10 relate to each other. So in the ones, in the many pieces in the Bria, each and every piece in the Bria, if it were a piece that had no shaychus to Alikus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to Ruchnius, then I would punish him for maybe doing something beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not really shaykh, because mainly when a kid tapachkes on my notebook, the kid created a problem for me, and some of my anger is an expression of my annoyance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're chayte, you weren't chayte to him, and if you're mative, you weren't mative to him. So that wouldn't be shaykh either. If I wouldn't be shaykh to the ruchnistic dimension of the world, then it wouldn't be shaykh for me for a person to be a baris chav einish, the real sense of the word, because the world is a bunch of pieces that have no ruchnis. Each and every piece is a material piece. There's no hechetimtz in that siruf of pieces to find the metzias ruchnis, and therefore I can't really get a schar and einish on the pu'ula that I did. It's never. I'm not shaykh to the world of ruchnius. There's another world I did wrong over there. Now, let's give a mashal, a shaiter, a kotnis, potter, whatever they do, because they're not shaykh to the world. If you don't have das, you're not shaykh to the ruchnius to the world. And therefore, I can't say that the pu'ula of if a baby, if a child, or if not a baby, if a shaita takes a safer and he does something wrong with it, we punish him to keep him away from it or to express our anger, but I can't say that he did something wrong. There's no das there, so he's not shaykh to the world of das. He's not shaykh to the world of toiv and ra, and his maisim don't bear any significance in that world. When a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a unique way, that when there's a tziruf of halakim in the world, they bring about another world of ruchnius. And there's a halois on it, which is chal, a world of ruchnius. And that is that's the key of asara. More than that, it's since the shayrish is one, the one is already there in the shayrish. As the halakim come together, they form another one, la'umas, that one, and together it's a one similar to that other one. So when you have the unit, then it becomes a ten. You have the unit again. So in the bria itself, you have the shayrish of echad. And the Sheirish of Echad goes from all the different pieces together. This is the reason why, for instance, if a person is Mashma Minyan, he gets Schar Kneged Kulam. It's not only the Pshat, well, it was without you, it's impossible. Well, if I have 10 people, then it's impossible for any of us. You have a Minyan of 10 people and one walks out, destroys the Minyan. Each one is vital. It doesn't make sense so much if I would pay the 10th guy that came, I would pay money because he was master minion. It would make sense because I don't know if I had to pay the first person. I mean, the 10th person, everyone has a migo, they could have walked out. So if I have just 10 people in minion, I would be paying everybody money because each person could walk out and destroy the minion. So when I have 10 people, when I have a unit of 10, I have a sheirish of one that starts with, and that sheirish, as it is on its own, is not of any use to the world. The mimer of gracious doesn't speak to the world, really, because it's kol everything. So it doesn't have a communication with it. The Makis, well, we'll get to Makis later. the same thing is true with the Olam HaMitzvahs. The Olam HaMitzvahs, as it starts out with a totality of Echad, has no significance to the world here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything everywhere, then what's the point of it? I mean, Lechol Eretz Kvaydei and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where am I? I'm not to contribute. The contribution starts later, and then all of it becomes mitzuref and becomes a zelum asav echad. So in the Bria, so when we talk about the schar for tzaddikim, let's talk first about the schar for tzaddikim. Schar tzaddikim kaimas anshiv asav echad means they make the world. We make a world. It's not because by allowing us to take the pieces and make a tziruf of 10, we're the ones that become a total. We become parcel of. We become that world of ruchnius, which is the entirety of the world, and it shtelts to us. So in the world of schar is shayach by 10 dafka, because that makes us mekayim the world. It's very not like the mashal. If an outsider did something, if let's say a kid of mine found a diamond and brings it home just as a pebble, so the only reason why I can say the kid gave me a big matana is because I needed that and he brought it mindlessly there. I can't show it to him. I show it to my need. But by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the neatest mekayim the world. And if I don't have a shaykhus to a ruchnis in the world, then I can't call myself a makayim. So of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mahana tzaddikim. He could do bad to Hashem. But that wouldn't be schar. That wouldn't be oinish. Schar and oinish in its oimek means lipara meshay, means to take back what they took, so to speak. They were mechasrit. And later schar tzaddikim is schar. Their binyan is a binyan mikoyach that they have shaykhs to that world. I want to talk about the flip side, which is in the Gat of the Makis. So we understand that in the world of Toiv and the building, that you need to be able to, with Sarf the Chalak, build something that's Lumas Veshbom. The place where it's a little more difficult to understand is in the Ra. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it that you go through all the pieces, the bits and pieces, and so on, Asara Makis, which is the other half of the equation of Lipara Min Arashayim? The answer is that in taking out Ra from the Bria, it's all the Oynesh can remove Ra from us only if there's a tzushtal to the Ra in us. Let's give an example. If I was rude, let's say there was an Ani that came to the door in the cold and I didn't let him in. And then I get an Einish that Mida show you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, he did it for the Mitzri's sake. The pshat is the ra that the Mitzrim had built into the world. The different kfiris, the different ra that they had built, Mitzrayim was the shulchan in the world. And whatever it is that did the Klai Yisrael had become part of the world. And it was absorbed in the world. When you took out piece by piece, you were mitzar of the world, you purified the world, and made it again royu for Ashuras Hashchina. Had you just knocked off the Mitzrim, you would have gotten rid of the problem, but not the effect that the problem had. The Mida Kenegad Mida of all the Makis, there's the innumerable amount of explanations, this is because they did this, because this, because that. All of those, the pshat is because the Tachlis of the Makis is, in a certain sense, to remove whatever was that Mitzrayim had put into it. So it's the Tahara, in other words, when we have all the bits and pieces taken care of, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha, showing why it was wrong to be cruel to fire, so on and so on, then you get to the Sheirish. If you get to the Sheirish without addressing all the different pieces, then you have the harm, but you don't have, you get rid of the Sheirish of what's harming, but whatever had been done already, stayed. The Ra that the Mitzvim did, because the Hanaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such that we are part of the Bria, we create the Bria, anytime a person does Ra, he also leaves a certain kilkul. And to be prayer mida keneged mida is needed because of it. But when you have it, you bring back again the chetimtza of Ashras Hashchina. So the makis paved the way for the world to be makabel Ashras Hadibris, because Kolzman the world had the impact of Mitzrayim absorbed in it. It couldn't do it. It's only when it got out of that that was able to get it. So the said many times the Chassidus Sfar say this, Semes and Shirim, that they made Asaras Hadibris and Asaras Ma'amaras. Whatever it is, they all come with the same Mahalach. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad, and the Mela, all of his Pe'ulas are Echad. If he would have stayed that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would be nothing about us. We could get punished, we could get reward, but it's an artificial reward, it's not an official punishment. It's an outside thing. I never would have been part of it, never would be schar, the fullest sense of the word, where I did something right or I did something wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke it into, he made a new mahalach, where Asara creates an echad again. Ten pieces created through echad. We, as collectively, are shayach to that, because each one was a piece, and therefore, as an umma, you can collectively make into something that is a halois, Ashras Hashchinon. And because in every one of these asara, there's a mahalach of echad in it, then what happens when you have all the asara, that becomes the gilad echad. So the maim of gracious in itself, being a klal, is not the skala, but when we have all the parts with the skala, most of the time, if a
No, no.
Okay, so Hakash Vesameach.